Terry Blassingame is president of the LWML at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Her professional job is project manager at Brian Cave in the IT department, where she translates technology for users and user business needs to the engineers. She and Jeff have two sons and are both very active in the congregation. Terry, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I remember you very well as our babysitter. Some years ago, it's like the day before yesterday for me, you were in high school. You had a ministry going. I think you started it. It was the clown ministry, where you made people laugh whether they wanted to or not and smile at church. And really, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and that has been true for as long as I've known you. And it's been tested. It's your hallmark, really, to all who know you. And I praise God for that. Tell us about how you became involved with Good Shepherd. Kind of gave it away. I think maybe you were a kid born in the congregation. Is that true?
My parents moved here from New Baden, Illinois. I was baptized at the Lutheran Church in Muskoda, and we moved here to Collinsville, and we moved to the north side of town and started coming to Good Shepherd. That was in 1967.
Good time to start, mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't have any children yet, but I was about to. What other jobs did you have, positions at Good Shepherd, before you ended up being president of the LWML there?
Wow. I was in the youth group and had really strong youth group leaders who were great mentors to me and helped me understand what it was to have Jesus first in my life and to really have others. They taught me the word joy. Jesus, others, yourself in that. And from there, that's where the clown ministry came from and how I got connected with you.
Really?
And I was able to do ministry with the youth group, do devotions, got to go to the National Youth Gathering as a counselor, and really be there for the kids. Jeff and I met through Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ, and that was just a really unique and wonderful experience. And we would do retreats for youth groups and things like that. And when we came back to Jeff and I got married and we moved to Nebraska where he went to school. And we came back with our son, Joshua. And I worked nights. And this wonderful woman that I had babysat for asked me to be part of Wednesday Women. And as this very, very young mother, got to be a part of the leadership group with Wednesday Women. And the mentoring that happened to sit down with you around your kitchen table the day before on Tuesday and go through the Bible study and learn and just the richness of God's Word. And then the next day was Wednesday Women, and we would have an opening, and then, okay, we were challenged. Okay, what I learned on Tuesday, I had to teach on Wednesday, and to women that were a whole lot older than I was, and the love and respect that I received from, I would say, the mature Christians at Good Shepherd was such a blessing.
That's so nice to hear. I remember it well, you coming up through the ranks that way. And now here you are, fast forward, president of the LWML. What are your personal goals as president of this group?
My goal is basically to uncover the gifts that the women have in our congregation, that they may use those gifts to serve the Lord, to share the gospel, to be confident to do that, and to mentor others. I've had a lot of great mentors. Of course, you were at the top of the list.
That's very kind.
And to be able to do that for younger women and some of the senior women, they feel that they have done it all and not so sure that God still needs them. And to be able to say to them, oh, yes, he does. And to enrich them with that.
Harold Alklitz, who was a founding member of the church, gave me some of his notes, and included in them was a 1959 yearbook, the first yearbook of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. In there, it lists the various organizations, and LWML was in it from the get-go. And I think it would be only right and proper to introduce the president at that time was Marie Zukoski, and then vice presidents were Louise Mach, Claire Mach,
yes.
And then secretary was Anita Wieseman. Joanne Spelver was the treasurer. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
All the way back then, they were at it. So you're participating in a rich tradition in the congregation. I know there have been challenges to the LWML because it's such a well-established organization and people get older, then how do you bring in the new ones?
Mm-hmm.
How is it going with that at Good Shepherd, bringing in some younger ones?
We're struggling with it.
But you're actively pursuing them.
We are actively pursuing them. It's, first of all, nobody really knows what LWML stands for. And it's Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And it's Lutheran Women in Mission. And it's a way for women to be a missionary no matter where they are. And the outreach that we have, not only in our church itself, but in the community and also throughout the world, is incredible. And we see how God uses our simple tasks, our spare change, to bless many, many organizations and outreach programs for the Lord. And to be a part of that is very exciting.
I know that Good Shepherd makes available retreats for women. How do you play into that? Because I see you involved in those.
There are other retreats that the district has, and there's a national convention. And it's all about finding our gifts, building us up in God's Word, allowing us to put on the armor of God so that we can go out and minister.
And there's also a Women's Day of... Is it called Women's Day of Renewal?
Yes.
WDR. And you're in your what year this coming up?
We have just celebrated this year as our 15th year, and we're moving forward with our 16th year.
And you've been key in that.
The Lord has allowed me to chair the group of women every year but the first year. I was involved in the first year, and our leader had to step away. And I have been just totally blessed to see the Lord develop women in their talents and gifts. We've also seen, we're a very humble group, and we've seen the Lord go before us and prepare everything, and we've seen him come behind us and clean it all up.
Right. And this is an outreach to not just the congregation, but hundreds of women from the area.
Yes.
So this
we've had as far as Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri. We get women from all over.
Terry, what would you say is the biggest challenge in the 21st century to women of the church who want to follow Jesus?
Busyness. I think that is truly the thing that pulls women apart. They're busy with their kids. All kids' activities are organized, as well as family, work. They're caught with their teenage kids or their parents that are elderly, trying to take care of them. I was in LWML a long time ago, actually almost 10, 15 years ago, and I was actually the president then. And was at the district board level, and I had to step away after my term on the district board because my parents were ill. And recently someone said, would you come back? And I said, well, I think I'm too busy. And then I realized I looked at everybody else, and they were just as busy as I was. And the Lord said, okay, here you go. And just seeing him in everything that goes on. Years ago, in my freshman Sunday school class, I had Archie Shanebeck was my teacher. And we had been confirmed. We thought we knew everything. And we would sit there and he would say, "How did the Lord work in your life this week?" And we would all sit there and stare at him dumbfounded, because we didn't know about that in catechism. And he would share with us how the Lord was working in his life. And through the years, he has helped me open my eyes to the Lord and how simple and elegant and just humble the Lord is. And he will show you that he's with you in the small things and you can trust him in the big things.
And I know that you found tremendous support and set that up for the women who come to LWML and other women as well. There's a terrific network. I see women hugging each other and after church and saying, "How did it go with this week?" I mean, there's a real pulling alongside, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And that has to be part of your goal. I think it's really part of your success. What is it about being president of LWML at this point in your life that brings the greatest joy?
Watching the Lord work, seeing where he wants us to go, discovering speakers and realizing the outreach that's there. We had Pastor Lohm, John Lohm from the seminary last month, who was a Muslim and now he's a Christian, and sharing with us his testimony about how he was adopted by a British family and how his ministry has been developed and blessed, and what happens with Muslim women and how to reach out to them, how to do basic witnessing to a Muslim. To understand that and to hear that was incredible. And he basically said to witness to a Muslim, start sharing stories about God in the Old Testament, because that's where they're familiar. And that's what Paul did when he was in Greek with the unknown God. He related to them. Start sharing those stories. And when they get comfortable with that, then you start sharing general stories about Jesus and the God Jesus. And as they become more and more open, then you're able to share the message of salvation through Jesus. But it has to be done with respect and kindness. That's what LWML is about.
You know, it's interesting. In your professional life, you work as a project manager for IT with Brian Cave, and you translate technology for users and user business models and all of that. And look what you're doing, something very similar. You're translating the Bible into the lives of women as they're learning. And what I see you do now, as I've always seen you do, for many, many years, is that you're helping to equip the saints. And I thank you for that. And you're just doing it so beautifully, and wish you all blessings in the years ahead.
Thank you. I'm very blessed to just be able to see God. And he's pulling me along, and I'm just blessed to be a part of that.